Good morning. You're listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3 FM Richmond. We are Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us, and the show again is Inner Tribal. I am Taw Feathers, your host, and being co-hosted and co-produced is
Kalani Pioe.
Yay, she's back.
I am back.
She's back. She stopped vacationing and decided to come back to work and not get paid for her services.
Okay, so last week, I didn't wake up. That was my fault. Fine. But the
and
week before...
Nor did she tell me she wanted to go, so...
She should have figured. No. But the week before...
Yes.
You were in New Hampshire.
I know.
So, that one wasn't my fault. And the week before that, I was... Packing.
Yes.
I was packing because I was moving. And now I'm moved.
She's moved.
I'm very moved.
She's very moved. Touched too, but
so much. I'm gonna cry. I have tears welling in my eyes right about now.
You know, we need to back announce.
We do.
We do. So the last piece you just heard was
God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen by R. Carlos Nakai and William Eaton.
And just before that was Randy Granger with Calling Snow. Let's face it, a year ago this time of year, we had snow. It was beautiful. Or we had it coming down, a little dusting. Regardless,
it was
snow for Christmas. That was wonderful.
And now it's really warm. I walked outside without a jacket at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wouldn't recommend it. She wasn't freezing, but it was 40-something.
But it wasn't that bad. Like, I'm sitting here. I'm like, this is winter. I'm used to, you know, me hating going outside. And
yes.
Today I walked outside and I was like, I don't need a jacket because it's decently warm for this time of year.
Yeah, it's 40-something and so am I. All right, just before that was the Fruitland Gospel Choir with We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Robert Mirable with Go Tell It on the Mountain. Jesus Loves the Little Children. And Gabriel Ayala with
Deck the Halls.
Woohoo, hope you enjoyed
Deck
that one.
Deck the Halls with and Holly.
I can't really remember if we mentioned Away in the Manger by Daybreak Warrior.
We did.
But I do remember the Holly Jolly Christmas.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
In case you didn't hear.
I didn't hear, actually. Not at all. Not remotely.
Oh, by golly, have a Holly Jolly Christmas
this year.
All right. We are just grooving with the tunes this morning. Merry Christmas. This is the season that we are celebrating this morning in the Native traditions. Well, at least the Native traditions and the style of which they were Christianized.
Yes.
Because let's face it, Native Americans did not have Christmas.
No.
Most of the indigenous cultures, at least we know the Mayans appeared to have celebrated, and the Aztec appeared to have celebrated the seasonal, you know, solstices and equinoxes.
Yes, of course.
And it, as what I have learned through my journey, is the nations here on Turtle Island did hold very sacred this time of year, the solstices and the equinoxes. Not sure if they were celebrations as much as they were ceremonies, but it was a time and a season of which was very sacred for them. Yule is a celebration, from what I understand, of the return of spring. The sun, during this time frame, begins to make its trek back over the equator and heads farther, points north. So, which returns our sun? And for anybody who's south of the equator and New Zealand and Australia, people I know.
Argentina, Chile.
Yes, you know,
places like that.
You got to give up the sun.
It's ours now.
We've already called it back. We win. All right, let's go ahead. We got lots of music planned. Up next?
Up next, we have Ave Maria by Ayala, Redhouse, and Klipman.
Yes.
Arc.
Gabriel Ayala, Will Klipman, and...
I don't even remember.
Vince Redhouse.
I believe so.
Came together to create Arc and Arc Records, and this is a song they put out. Pretty much it features the very classical... talents of Gabriel Ayala, and I know there is a certain listener out there who absolutely loves this song, so thought of you last night when I planned the show. And how can you not, during this season, have Ave Maria playing? So
exactly,
here we are. Enjoy right here on 97.3 LPFM and
WRIR.org.
okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning. You're listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rar.org. And Merry Christmas. Happy Yule.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa, which is coming up soon.
Yes.
And Happy New Year, even though we probably will be telling you this
next
Saturday. But right. Still.
Do you have your hot chocolate, your tea? Have you made room for those? I mean, there may be little children listening to the show, so I don't want to, you know, divulge any secrets. But there might be some parents who, similar to those of old, would set a space aside for Santa to come and put up the tree and decorate.
Yes.
So there are actually homes that would not reflect the fact that it was Christmas, and they would let Santa do it all the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And gives the wonder and the mystery of Christmas to the children.
Kids wake up all bright-eyed going, oh my goodness!
Yay! And they scream. They don't say anything
else. True. Very true.
All right. The music you just listened to was Spirit Nation with Winter Moons. We are still celebrating the solstice here.
Yes.
And just before that, The Shortest Day with Vince Redhouse and Abraham McCoy. I like that piece. Where you get the tick, tock, tick. Tuck.
It's nice. I like that.
And just before that, Olivia Tail Feathers, Buffalo Song, and Gabriel Ayala, Will Clipman, Vince Redhouse with Ave Maria. And we have Jenna Michoni with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear coming up next. But first, a little announcement from Kalani Pioe.
Yes. Books on Wheels will be at the Wingnut Anarchist Collective, 2005 Barton Avenue, on February 4, 2012, from noon to 3 p.m., providing free books and free bicycle repair. Books on Wheels is an amazing local organization dedicated to promoting literacy and healthy active lifestyles. You can learn more about Books on Wheels at booksonwheels.org and find out more about the Wingnut Collective at wingnutrva.org or by calling 804-303-5449. That's 804-303-5449.
Yeah. lost in the direction of time and memory. I've been here before, but all seems so gray and wondrous. Pitchwood pine consumed in fire to save conceivable distance to the east. Dreams frenzied by forgetfulness. Telling time by the sun can be deceiving. Walking on the road to the Pueblo. Telling time by the sun can be deceiving. Walking on the road to the Pueblo. Icy cold wind and my steps get me there slowly. So far, but so near. Inside me is the past event. I have become numb and bizarre. But my glory is to keep my vision. The world is not a place to be defined, especially in the winter. The world is not a place to be defined, especially in the winter. The cold gives you a name. You are old. You are old. You are old. I have become old. The old Pueblo walls greet my great return, but they have kept their youthful brown faces. And the Virgin Mary is floating on the trance of the minds of hundreds and thousands on Christmas Eve. And the Virgin Mary is floating on the trance of the minds of hundreds and thousands on Christmas Eve, suspended on the sea of swelling smoke, sailing through the environment of fire, sparkles of light and silver, across, across. They travel across the melted floor of the Pueblo, pushed by the environment of heat and cold, showing no way out. Her silent prayers are for the ends of feuds of the world. Her silent prayers are for the ends of feuds of the world. For the lost children dying on the seas. Dying on the seas. I see you in a pose of prayer forever. You are silhouetted. By the fury of fire and smoke. Owls cry, so do coyotes, and I cry too because we are alive. As you verge back down on the ancient racetrack, there is no way out except to follow yourself back into your church. It's your place of worship, standing, shivering as sinners enter. Bonfires assemble your way. Gunfire shot into the intention of darkness. Feels like the war is over and just beginning. Love is over, dropped on the ground for all to step on. Hate is alive in the night, but that too is sleepy. Hate is alive in the night, but that too is sleepy on Christmas Eve. Return, Mary, sit. Return, Mary, sit. Mary sits. Looking back at us, waiting for the day when they no longer change her clothes. Looking back at us for the day when they no longer change your clothes. Waiting for the day when it falls apart. Pinewood consumed in fire. Smoke travels again up into the night sky. It's Christmas Eve on the Taos Pueblo. It's windy among the icy cold. The road to the village is so far. The village is so far, but it's still so near. The cold gives you a name. You are old. You are old.
Hey, this is The Haberdasher. I'm a volunteer DJ at WRIR. Are you tired of late-night reruns? Are you bored and looking for something to enliven your Monday nights? I have the cure for you. The Man in the Gray Flannel Suit Show with me, your host, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Monday. One Dose, taken to your ears weekly at 97.3 FM on your radio dial or at www.wrir.org on the web, is sure to cure what ails you. Possible side effects of listening late night include oversleeping, drowsiness, irritability, deadhead, job loss, and poor desk grades. The Haberdasher and WIR cannot be held liable for any side effects resulting from your late night enjoyment. Tune in to the Man in the Gray Flannel Suit Show, Monday nights from 11 to 1 on WRIR-LP, 97.3 FM, and at www.wrir.org.
Tune in Monday night from 9 to 11 for American roots music with a French twist. Explore the heart of Cajun country with me, Talia. It's Cajun, Creole, Zydeco, Swamp Pop, the music that grew out of the prairies and bayous of southwest Louisiana. Many listeners report that they get more housework done and feel happier while listening to Louisiana Dance Hall. Louisiana Dance Hall, Monday nights, 9 to 11 on WRIR, 97.3 LP FM. Radio for the rest of us. Allons danser!
Did you know there's a radio show about sustaining the economy? Lightly on the Ground, host Sonny Gardner converses with people who are at the root of any economy, the food system. You might hear from a farm family, a tool maker, a soil scientist, a USDA staffer, and the occasional renowned visionary. When Sonny Gardner asks questions, people answer. So why not listen to Lightly on the Ground? It's broadcast, usually live, on alternate Wednesdays at noon on 97.3 LPFM and online at WRIR.org. And on Thursdays at 11 a.m. on WRIR.org. Local talk with a global impact. Produced at Richmond Independent Radio.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas Eve, on that matter. All right, the last bit of music you just heard, well, it wasn't actually music, it was spoken word. That was Robert Mirabal gifting us with his ability to weave the story through vocal, through his word, and just the emotion is set with the music. That was entitled Christmas Eve. And just before that is Jana Mashoni with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. And that was off her American Indian Christmas CD. Put out in about 2008. All right, it is 7:37. You're listening to Intertribal right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.wrir.org. This holiday season, instead of shopping, why not consider donating? Donating to WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, that is. On WRIR.org, click Donate to reach our secure site. Donate for yourself or as a gift for someone. Donations are tax deductible. Visit WRIR.org. Click Donate. Happy Holidays from Richmond Independent Radio. All right, I just need to send a shout out to Scotty of Kilimanjaro. And yes, I found it. So thank you. I'm not gonna peer in until tomorrow. So it will wait. I can wait the 24 hours. But thank you. Yes, I did receive it. We're gonna go ahead back to the music. We're gonna start off. We're gonna change the tone just a little bit. Get a little drumming going on. We're gonna start out with War Scout, and then we'll. Play around with the drumming. This is really round dance style, which is a northern winter style of drumming. And traditionally it was used for a healing time. Winter is a time to go inward, and it is a time to heal wounds. It's a time to reflect of past things and also plant your seeds, you know, prepare your seeds rather for planting. So you kind of get your rest and your retrospective, and you kind of prepare for the season to come. So hope you have entered inward. And I know this time of year, I love, you know, I know it's not about the gifts, but I love the sights and the sounds of Christmas time. I know it's very commercialized, the reason for the season has become commercialized, but don't beat people over the head with it. Smile and we don't need to be politically correct. Kalani, get on the mic. We had a little interesting conversation going to work the other day where we were talking about what was supposed to be the... You really don't need to be cautious about saying Merry Christmas, because if I said... Let's say you celebrated Yule.
I did.
Okay. And I come up to you, we're friends, and I don't know what you celebrate, and I say, Merry Christmas!
Then I would respond back with, Happy Yule.
Now, was that to try and put down my Christmas, or what was that
Absolutely
about?
Absolutely not. That was me, you know, it's all the same season, it's all in the same time. So it was me saying, I understand you celebrate Christmas, I don't. I celebrate Yule. I'm giving the same sentiment back to you, just in a different manner.
Right.
It happened to a friend of mine. A friend of mine, same thing happened. He said Merry Christmas to somebody. The person didn't celebrate Christmas. They celebrated Hanukkah. So instead of saying, I don't celebrate that, they went, Happy Hanukkah, right back. And it wasn't supposed to be mean or rude. They just, that's the way they responded. It's all the same thing, same season.
It's
just different ways of celebrating.
Right. And it's providing the same blessing, but from their tradition.
Exactly. And I thought that was wonderful. I think that's the way, you know, this holiday season should be done. Instead of saying, oh, you didn't say Merry Christmas, or you didn't say this.
There are people, I've heard lots of people telling me over this last week that there are actually people, I think you even got yelled at on Facebook.
I didn't, but
my very best friend did.
And,
you know, she was just being politically correct
and said happy holidays. And somebody was so upset and said, you're waging war on Christmas and yada, yada, yada. And it was just like, she's just trying to be correct. She doesn't know what you celebrate. So she's just trying to be politically correct and say happy holidays.
Right. So anyway, I just wanted to bring that back, is don't be afraid to say, if you celebrate Christmas, don't be afraid to say Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
If you want to wish happy holidays, and then your person who receives that greeting, don't be offended, because it's just encompassing. Back in my day, happy holidays meant Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm.
It saved you. It was a condensed, it was a Reader's Digest version of wishing, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year at the same time.
Exactly.
At least that's how I understood it when I was a child growing up. So, whatever you celebrate, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah,
Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Yule.
Or Happy nothing. Just Happy Seasons.
Happy Saturday. Happy Winter.
Exactly.
Happy Solstice.
And let's go ahead. We've got, what's coming up next?
12 Days of Christmas.
Nope.
Yes.
That better not be.
Oh, no. Kokum. Right. It's Kokum.
On 4?
It's on 4, yes.
Okay, we're going to launch Kokum on 4. Oh, we're so behind in our music. All right, sorry about
it's
that.
It's so confusing.
Yes, but let's keep smiling. Let's keep drinking our lattes or our chai teas or our hot chocolate, whatever you've got going this morning. It is Christmas Eve for many around the globe today.
Indeed.
Enjoy.
Ah, no sé. Martes, I don't done my Christmas CD.
Okay, Gooka, I'll get it. I'll play it for you.
Moya, not my records, my Christmas CD kitten.
Oops.
Shiny nose away, and if universe away. You will say it blows away. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say away. Young Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, would you like to guide my sleigh away? Young, that's how Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer went down in history away.
No sir. My this I thought I'd done my Christmas CD.
Okay, Gulka.
Okay, we kind of messed up. We're good. We got it up there. All right. Aren't you enjoying this? This is fun. I even asked her while my back was turned. I'm entering the playlist. I go, so everything's set? She's like, yeah. I was like, okay. All right. Let's keep enjoying the tunes right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rir.org. I'm Tall Feathers, joined in studio by Kalani POA. And let's keep enjoying the tunes.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a northern crazy knee. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two cups of coffee and a northern crazy knee. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three hand drums, two cups of coffee and a northern greasy knee. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee and a northern greasy knee. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee and a northern greasy knee. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six Indian tacos, five golden leads, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven wives a cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leads, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern creasy knee. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight braids of sweetgrass, seven wives of cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern creasy knee. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies singing, eight braids of sweetgrass, seven wives of cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leads, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten toy Indians, nine ladies singing, eight braids of sweetgrass, seven wives of cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leads, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 blank tapes, 10 toy Indians, 9 ladies singing, 8 braids of sweetgrass, 7 wives a cooking, 6 Indian tacos, 5 golden leaves, 4 fries and gravy, 3 hand drums, 2 cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drumsticks, 11 blank tapes, 10 toy Indians, 9 ladies singing, 8 braids of sweetgrass, 7 wives a-cooking, 6 Indian tacos. five golden leaves. Four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern cream CD. And a northern cream CD. Merry Christmas! Thank you.
Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. The last piece that you just listened to was R. Carlos Nakai and William Eaton with The First Noel. Just before that, Grandma's Navajo Christmas by the Todi Nish Z Singers. War Scout brought us a very comical rendition. Or ha-ha! In the native style, ho-ho. Ho-ho-ho.
Merry Christmas.
As the 12 Days of Christmas, Todi Nish Z Singers again with Rudolph, the very condensed version of the Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer. And War Scout brought us Kokum.
Kokum.
And then, okay, everything else is back announced.
Yes.
It is 7:58 a.m. And you're listening to our holiday intertribal.
Mm-hmm.
I've entitled, if you haven't visited the website yet, I've entitled this Intertribal Christmas Style.
Yes.
So this is what we have going on.
We get our Noel on in the studio today.
We're definitely getting our Noel on very much. All right. We've got Jenna Moshoni coming up, but this one is actually going to be 6 minutes long.
A longer one.
So we didn't have time to launch it. And we've just, after almost...
2 hours in the studio.
Yeah, about 1 hour and 50-some minutes it's taken us to get organized.
And it's a long time.
And there's two people.
It's a long time.
Yeah, bouncing back and forth and getting things done.
I blame it on YouTube.
You do?
I blame it on YouTube.
You blame it on me?
I blame it on YouTube.
You? Yeah, you blame it on you?
YouTube.
Okay.
I'm calling you the tube.
I'm the tube. Okay. Hey. No. All right. Yes. Okay. Again, it is Christmas Eve. And if you have not decided, if you still have some giving that you want to do, remember this holiday season, instead of shopping, you can consider, why not consider donating? Donating to WRAR Richmond Independent Radio, that is, on WRAR. Go to WRAR.org. Click donate to reach our secure site. Donate for yourself or as a gift for someone else. Donations are tax deductible, and we've got one more week left in this season, of this year. So visit WRAR.org and click donate. Happy holidays from WRAR, Richmond Independent Radio.
You know what it could be, though?
8 o'clock.
Well, it could be. Yes, it is 8 o'clock. That is true.